Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, good morning, everyone. A little happy Thursday for you. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz. Still feeling a little bit under the weather. So hopefully we're going to get him back by tomorrow, if not next week, obviously.
I sent him a personal text. No response on brand.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So I got to ask, why do you feel the need to check in with him? Like, when you got stuff going on, it's serious. You know, this family stuff.
Because he always does that to me on the side. Always. I got to give him that.
Yeah, but he's probably, like, Steiny, when he's out, I feel like he doesn't want to be disturbed.
Well, what about the one he sent on the group, one that irritated me?
Which one?
Texan. You sick. Hey, did you guys do this and that? And I remember about the night before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, dude, get better. Theraflu. I'm going to say this, and I'm doing Steiny analytics because we miss you. Effing, I got to believe the guru computer has just spit out 8 years of working with Steiny. I don't think there have been back-to-back sick days.
That's actually
this
a good point.
This dude is Cal Ripken.
Yeah, he's usually pretty damn good.
He was
Cal Ripken. Yeah, now we're counting days.
Look at you.
Well, no, okay, look, we're going to get into a lot today. We got, obviously, the Warriors off last night. There was, a pretty revealing article by Anthony Slater.
It was incredible. Willer sent it to me just a minute ago, but we already had read it because you sent it to me.
About the relationship between Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga, which is something they got to rectify this season.
And the Warriors
in
relationship.
In general, they got to figure this thing out.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, no, also, look, the San Francisco 49ers got a big game coming up on Monday night. I do want to get into what I think is the biggest difference in franchises between the 49ers and the Panthers. But, Goo, you're in a bad mood today.
I am. Pasta.
You're in a bad mood today.
Can you hear? So, listen, I come in, I'm 50. But I'm in my 50s. I'm hooping.
You coming hot.
Wave game still on point.
Absolutely.
And I don't like being called Unk because I don't know what about my appearance gives off Unk vibes. I'm in there vibing, drinking my Red Bull. I'm trying to quit E. Pasta, the producer today, filling in for you, comes in. It's quiet on the set. We've had a great time. I'm ready to go. Let's call to play. Scripted first 15. And Pasta out of nowhere, Risotto goes, "Hey, Guru." I go, "Yeah, hey, pal. How's it feel to be working with somebody your kid's age?" And I thought to myself, Evan, those are facts. But why at 9:48 on a Thursday before Payday Friday? How long you been holding on to that one? It put me in a mood, E.
Pasta, I got to ask you and bring in real fast. What made you think that was an all right question to ask someone at 9:15 in the morning?
Well, it wasn't that bluntly. And there was some conversation. There was a question I asked before that, and it kind of led up to it. But I don't know. It just came to mind.
I called you my nephew. I was offering help in a certain situation he's got going on. And I was like, you know what? I'm there for you if you need me. Call me if you need me. And then right after that, those were blunts that Snoop Dogg would appreciate.
That's not even a stray bullet.
Evan,
that's just
man, you got to help me today. I just, like, I'm not running from the facts, but
bullet to the head.
Evan, I think he thought about that during riding over. He, like, how long long you been holding on to that?
Well, a lot of people listen to the show, and Posse is one of them, and he knows some things that you cannot touch, and that's one of them.
I'm all right, though.
I know,
damn,
you're doing, you're doing good today.
I love my kids. Go ahead.
You did better than me today. I'm fighting through it, but you, I got to say this. Miami might have some pretty women, but they got some ugly basketball down there. That's what we watched last night.
Now, I'm going to say this to that. That was a rock fight brought to you by anybody's chimney. But there was Brick City. But you talked about the Miami Heat, that team last night, scoring almost 127 points. And we were talking about, man, where'd this boom come from scoring? So I'm going to put some respect on the Warrior players and youngsters' names for effort, because they were making an effort. I was like, are they going to actually pull this out? They didn't. But, Evan, they did something. Or do you think Miami mentally was like, okay, the big three are out. We'll just, you know, we'll play and kind of toy with them and then get them in the fourth. But I was impressed with the effort and the tenacity on defense. And I don't want to get negative. And I think the one quality about me, if you were to speak at my funeral, E, hopefully I'm trying to get to 100. But if you get up, you say he would admit when he was wrong. I think I've overrated some of these youngsters in their individual capabilities on this basketball team. And I'm going at a guy that I love, Moses Moody. He's a catch and shoot dude. He never told us he was nothing else. But when you're out there with the big three, I guess it's easier to maneuver when all the focus is on others. And Evan, I guess I'm holding him, you know, to the standard of get your groove on and put it on the floor and Dwayne Earl Pearl Washington. And that's not who Moody is. And I'm seeing against good defenders that ain't his game. And I guess that was one of my takeaways. Pods, I don't know what's going on. Spencer, I'm not mad. But, Evan, those are not – the others are not good, you know, good enough, I don't believe. And that's why my takeaway before I throw it to you is, hey, Doc – and that's all the doctors and the Warriors. When's Kuminga coming back? Because he is the difference maker of our youngsters. And we'll get to this piece by Anthony Slater. But, Evan, that was my biggest takeaway. Where's Kuminga?
Well, he's got knee tendonitis. And hopefully he's going to be back sometime during this homestand.
Don't look like he's going to be there tomorrow either.
I don't think he is. But hopefully he's supposed to return sometime during this five-game homestand, in which you got a lot of time for practice. You got a lot of time for prep. And you got a lot of things that the Warriors haven't had, which is pretty much time. But last night, the Warriors were in that game because of want to. They're in that game because of hustle.
Right.
They're in it because they wanted it more than the Heat. But that doesn't mean that you get to win the game. When you're down to your 14th man and the Heat decide to turn it on, which is what they did in the fourth quarter, that game is theirs.
Right.
And that's why they were down 2 and won by 14, because the moment they decided to start playing basketball, the Warriors were powerless. Which brings me to...
What a word, man.
What I was feeling today watching, thinking about the game last night, I went back and watched it because I had to work last night. I was doing the St. Mary's game.
I sent you the login.
I know. I appreciate that, although there wasn't a whole lot to watch.
Okay.
The thing about it was, I wonder if the Warriors' young guys are just... Are they where they're supposed to be? Are they behind schedule? Do we think some of them are ahead of schedule? Because I'm thinking about the Warriors in comparison to the 49ers. And I think the 49ers this season are ahead of schedule with where I have them. You know, they reset things this summer. They invested in their quarterback. They're injured. They're banged up. I think that if they win on Monday night, they're in the driver's seat to make the playoffs.
Facts.
I think they're ahead of schedule. I don't get the same feeling about the Warriors watching a game like last night, because those are the guys that have to help the dudes who are in street clothes. And I didn't see a lot of it coming.
No,
and maybe it is Kuminga. But I also haven't seen a whole lot from him over the last few games before he got hurt.
No, that's interesting, Evan. And I'll just take a crack at the 49er comp first. I disagree with you. And the reason I disagree with ahead of schedule, my schedule for the Niners coming into this season after 6-11, which was marred by injuries as well, is I hold them to a Super Bowl standard. And I'm starting to think that window is closed by injury and the fact that they blew two opportunities, if not more, to play in more Super Bowls than the two, neither here nor there. But, Evan, if I ask you who were the two most disappointing players in the playoffs last year for the Warriors, when I do that in the streets, at the barbershops, with my friends, you know, I get a lot of, and Steiny, oh, Goo, you're unfair because I came for Moody and Potts, who I thought Potts had a great second half of the season coming back from.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That abdominal strain. Moody, I thought, had a breakout season. But when they played the Rockets, Evan, I didn't recognize those guys. But I was told to go sit down in the corner, shut up, and that was going to be the peel for it's going to be greater later. And I'm just wondering, to your question, have they peaked? I'm not mad at them, but now I'm saying maybe they're not enough, and it's irresponsible for me to think that they have – higher ceilings. So as this older group with Steph, Dre, and Jimmy are going to try to shock the world, we need more, E. And maybe it's unfair that I'm looking at Moody and now I'm just, you know, looking at his game, not getting mad at him, but like, damn, okay, this is what you have. You don't have that in Pods. I don't know what's going on with Pods, man. I really feel like they're not ghosty, but something happened with him hearing what people were saying and the people that were saying it might be his teammates or whatnot. Neither here nor there. The bottom line is what the Niners have, the Warriors have for the future is Jonathan Kuminga. And he was not out there last night. And as he goes, this team is going to go. I believe that. Or January, what's this? Is it the 6th or 16th? 15th. Something's got to pop off and maybe there's a move made. But when you read this article, which we'll get into, I felt like I was watching Young and the Restless, E, my favorite soap opera all time. Shout out CBS. Evan, there's a lot going on with this team behind closed doors, man.
Well, and it's not just because about the young guys. It's also because of the old players. I think the common thread between the Warriors and the Niners is inconsistency. And if you're not consistent in life, how can I consider you trustworthy? How can I consider you good? If I see the highs and I see the lows, I can believe in one or the other, but I got to see it. And to me, they've just been too inconsistent. And it's because of who was off the floor and on the floor last night, to me, for Golden State. And we could talk about one of those guys that was off the floor, Kuminga, coming up in a bit, because it seems like there's only one player that can get through to this guy. There's only one player on this team that he is listening to, that has his ear, and that can hopefully get him to the place where you want him to be, which is contributing to the Warriors.
And I'll say this. See, I think that I'll save it for the other side, but I think there's two. And I'll tell you who the other player is on the other side.
I got you. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson. Coming up Monday, the Niners take on the Carolina Panthers, and you know where we'll be. That's right, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from Levi's Stadium. Willard and Dibbs get you ready for the game starting at 2 o'clock. So come on by for great food, great drinks, great experiences, and more importantly, your chance to sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium. So go to 957thegame.com right now. Seats are filling up fast. That's 957thegame.com. See you there. We also got a legend, 1975 Warriors champion Clifford Ray coming up at high noon here on 95.7 The Game. Looking forward to chopping it up with him. He and the 75 team are going to be honored tomorrow night at the Portland game at Chase Center. So that's why we're talking to him and going to chop it up with a legend. That segment sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Giddings in for Steiny. Feel a little bit under the weather today. Hopefully he's back soon. Guru here holding it down for you. We got Clifford Ray coming up at high noon. Remember the 1975 championship team for the Golden State Warriors. During the break, you asked me a question.
Give it to me.
I think it's a good one.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask the people?
You do it for me.
Okay. So you asked me, can a mentor be younger than a mentee?
Yes, sir.
And my answer was yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because experience doesn't have to only do with age.
And that's, wow.
I think, I'm actually glad you brought this up because I think it applies to the story that Anthony Slater wrote this morning about Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga. And not that Kuminga is a mentor to Butler.
Yeah.
But Butler is one of the few people that I believe has his ear because he's gone through similar things and he's also just a fresh voice in that locker room. But to me, Jimmy Butler's experience at the age that Kuminga was at far surpasses Kuminga's. Kuminga has not had the experience that Jimmy Butler did of going to a community college, of going to 3 years of a college program, of being drafted to a place that he had an opportunity to play in and grow in. So though Kuminga is about the same age that Jimmy Butler was, when Jimmy's talking about all these things and what you want and how you achieve your goals, their experiences are vastly different. So to me, like the whole idea that a mentee cannot be older than a mentor, it has nothing to do with age. It's all about experience.
Yeah. And you gave the greatest example, like if you wanted to get in business and you said, I'm sure there's some 25-year-olds, Goo, that, you know, are way further and could help me out and tell me what to do. I was like, man, but I was just, you know, batting that around like, that's the beautiful thing about life is I do agree with that answer, but that made me just throw it to you. And I'll say this about Kuminga and Jimmy Butler, Evan. I do believe Draymond Green's also in the corner for Jonathan Kuminga. And it goes to that, you know, that article where Coach Kerr called Draymond before the Denver game and told him he was going to start at the five. And he asked who would be out of the starting lineup. Remember that Friday? And Coach Kerr said that would be J.K. And Dre said, no, I want him to continue starting. So they didn't go that route to take. So Dre was looking out for J.K. just from the mentals of what it would do to kind of take him out of the starting lineup. And I was like, oh. And I know that's one example, E. But to me, that was Draymond thinking about his teammate. As much as I go at him sometimes for not being a good teammate, I was like, I liked reading that and seeing it in print.
Well, he's also done that before, right? Draymond went to the bench, I think it was last season. Granted, it was for five games. But he went to the bench last season to allow Kuminga to start. And for those who didn't get a chance to check it out, Anthony Slater dropped a piece this morning on ESPN about Jimmy Butler effectively being the voice in Kuminga's ear. Like, their relationship might be the most important as far as the development of who you believe to be the lone young player who could maybe realize some potential, like has star potential. Butler thinks he does. Draymond thinks he does. Kerr, to me, reading that article, still feels out on it. But to me, the biggest thing that jumped out, and we'll get through some of them, was when J.K. went from starting to being on the bench, a team source said that, quote, he feels like a scapegoat again.
Man, that's
and it's what you guys were talking about, you and Steiny, a couple days ago of, well, the team goes 3-0 the moment that he goes to the bench, or pardon me, that he isn't in. And so he feels like the scapegoat again, and we're back to doing this dance all over again.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is frustrating, but also, too, Goo, that's what he signed up for. He knew he was not going to be guaranteed a starting spot. And the only reason he did start is because Moses was hurt at the beginning of the season. And then they rode the hot hand. They were 4-1. And then, I don't know if it was because of the knees that they started barking. There was some regression. I don't know what it was, frankly, Goo, but he did not look like the same player he did for the first five games, and now they've gone back to what worked.
Yeah, and when it's all said and done, we can babysit, or the Warriors can, and Jimmy can take him under his wing and be the mentor, and JK be the mentee, but the bottom line is, baby food and all, you got to go out there and ball. So you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I don't know what's going on with Kuminga after that great start with the team from a personal standpoint, and the team was 4-1, but we saw it, like, what's going on? And I don't know, Evan, so much of me wants to say, now you're on the whiteboard from these other teams. They're making it difficult. Different guys are defending you, but all of a sudden, these last few games up until he got hurt and regressed a bit, I start seeing the turnovers, and I'm just keeping it real with you and Dub Nation. Like, the turnovers were a result or, a byproduct of loose handle at times. So in that article, they also talk about the shot selection from JK when he's taking threes and the coaching staff kind of getting on him. But I don't know. And I'm just telling you, January is wrapped. That Thanksgiving's around the corner, Evan, right? But it's coming, and it's coming fast. And when I read this article, I swear I just got soap opera vibes again, because you, Steiny, and I, and everybody, we try to give – and put our spin on it and react to the kibbles and bits that we're getting from the Warriors. But when you read this piece, this is steak now. These are hot links of knowledge and nuggets of what's actually going on. And Evan, I say all that to say is, at the end of the day, if there's a parting of the ways, you could kind of, like, I'm not surprised now sitting over here on this Thursday before Friday if it ends up that way. And I hope that it doesn't, but man.
Well, that might be where it's headed regardless, because they need to upgrade this roster. I mean, that's the rat on the table brought to you by Idco Pest Control.
Look at him.
This roster's not good enough. And you saw last night how some of the young guys, when they're asked to step up, don't have enough. And I'm not saying they had to beat Miami. They were in it, but they weren't really in it the moment the Heat started playing basketball.
I feel you on that, E.
And the older guys, you saw the night before in Orlando, if they're not Steph 46, 49 points great, they also might not be good enough. This team is a player away. And some people might think that that's Jonathan Kuminga. You might. Others might. I don't. I think that Kuminga can help this team win some games. I think that the way he looked the first five is clearly the player that the Warriors would prefer him to look like, running, rebounding, not hunting his own shot, not doing things but just scoring. But
Jimmy said that in the piece.
Still a
that
player away.
It might be with an S.
It might be players.
Yes. And I hate to interrupt, D, but Jimmy in that piece told him there's ways you can be successful on the floor or help to the team without scoring. And when we read that nugget, when J.K., Jimmy told J.K. that, I'm like, okay, that's what I like to hear. But also in this piece, we can't omit, Evan, that J.K. went to Coach Kerr and said, I can play with Jimmy and Dre. I studied Jimmy while I was out. And Kerr's like, nah, this is, like, Kerr just has it. His mind is special. He's won championships. He's coached championship. He knows what he wants to do. So I just feel like you got Draymond Green at different junctures. You got Jimmy Butler trying to convince a coach and Jonathan Kuminga himself that he can play with those guys. And, Evan, it looked like he could for five games. Then you have that stretch, and now he's hurt. And I'm just like, that's all the ingredients of – I don't know if he's getting back in the start lineup.
Well, he's probably not. Mm. But the question is when he comes back, is he going to help this team win games? Because he did. He's shown that he can. But that was as a starter. That was when he got minutes. And those minutes are going to fluctuate now depending on what the coach feels. And that was the other part about the article, too, that one of the things that stood out to me is Steve Kerr's still not convinced that Kuminga can play with these guys.
And that's all that meant. There you go.
Or can help them be at their best. He knows that. I think he understands that Kuminga can help this team. But when Curry has it going, when Jimmy's playing well,
get out the way.
Is Kuminga going to get in the way of that?
Yeah.
Like he can do some things. He's a talented player, but is that talent good enough to supersede what these two white dwarves, these burning infernos, which are kind of flaming out a little bit, are? Is he good enough to help them?
Mm.
And I don't think that he's convinced, because Kerr said in the article, we've got to put Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond in a position to succeed. That's what wins in this league. Everyone has their best two or three players. How well can you support them and enhance them?
And there it is, and that's a hierarchy right there.
I think he's shown that he can play with them.
Yeah, and I'm rooting for him.
And that sometimes enhance them, like the first couple of games, the Denver game in overtime. He played really well.
Yeah.
But can he do that consistently
and not
if he's coming off the bench?
Over. Yeah, because that is the kryptonite of this team, Evan, from the OGs and the turnovers. And again, last night, 21. I mean, sometimes just careless ones, And I know that was your B team, C team, and younger guys, but, I mean, some of the turnovers from the Warriors are just like, man, did you really do that?
Yes, he did. I mean, he was leading the team in turnovers before he was taken out of the lineup. And that, to me, is also what I saw watching last night. The Warriors, I know they didn't have their big dogs out there. Yeah. They didn't have Curry, Draymond, Butler, obviously. Horford and Kuminga didn't play either. They're turning over their season. I mean, you saw the stat last night. All they did was call it out. Kerr before the game, Bonte and Festus after the game. Everyone's talking about it. When they turn the ball over more than their opponents, they're 1-8.
Yeah, that's nasty. Yeah.
When they do not turn the ball over more than their opponents, they have not lost a game.
Yeah. So, it's so simple.
It seems simple, but the Warriors can't seem to figure it out.
Yeah. And let's put another rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. My favorite part, ask me what my favorite part about last night was,
What part?
I thought Quentin Post, forget the threes, because he can do that. I thought inside he was trying to bang a little bit. I felt him with his 6 rebounds. I felt him making it difficult on Ware and some of what Miami were trying to do inside. I think they took him for granted. But I just want to ask you this question in regard to the turnovers. Do we need another ball handler? Because I'm not going at pods. Spencer, they're okay, Evan, but they're kind of the same now, and I just feel like we need more. Let's start right there with another ball handler. Like, where's the Sean Livingston, the grown-up on the court that can take care of the rock while also initiating the offense?
They need a player that's better than Pods. In all probability, they need a player that's better than Kuminga. They might need a player that's better than Moses Moody. And I don't know how they get better young players. They also might need a player that's better than Draymond Green.
No,
they also might need a player that at times is better than Jimmy Butler.
All right, Evan, stop.
I'm just saying.
I think you're going all over there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Those guys together, can they get them on the same page? That to me is the biggest question. And that to me is what, again, to my point about the Niners, is preventing me from feeling, and maybe like a lot of fans, that you know they're all in on this team, because both groups, the Niners and the Warriors, have been extremely inconsistent. And so while it's fun to watch game to game and to get to learn a little bit more about these guys, I feel like, Goo, it's hard for me to trust my eyes a lot of the time because I'm seeing such a variable level of play.
Yeah.
Like the volatility with both of these teams is pretty drastic.
But I feel like I'm going Allen Iverson on you, E. I feel like with the Niners, I'm content because I have the answers as to why what's going on the other side of the ball, not named the offense, is because the injuries. So if I'm a Niner fan, I sleep better at night. I don't feel any better, but I know the answer is a lot of what's going on and the success offenses are having against us and what might prevent us from getting to the ultimate game here in the Bay is we're just, you know, injuries everywhere. So that's good. This Warrior thing, I don't know. Like, again, I'm not telling you my prediction of the Western Conference Finals is off the table, but early, Evan, I feel like I overestimated the youngsters. That's becoming abundantly clear to me. My mistake, people were telling me, but I'm not going to dare tell you I'm not disappointed in, dude, we're 17 games in and we're already talking about the frequent flyer miles. We're already talking about tired. I'm hearing practice. When was the last time you heard anything about practice in the NBA season? And it felt like when the Warriors were in their prime in their dynasty, nobody was talking about practice. I'm going AI, practice. But now I'm hearing about this upcoming, when they come home and Kuminga comes back, there's an opportunity to get maybe two or three practices in. But I'm like, nah, Evan, we're in the ninth life of the Kuminga Golden State Warriors mesh. This should already have been solidified. And if we're still, we don't know, and this article kind of just takes me back to we don't know, Evan, then I'm going Johnny Cochran. It don't fit.
Well, that's a four, number one.
But
number two, I'm wondering what people are feeling like is the next step. So again, this it is talking about practice.
Thank you.
The article is about the quest to solve the Jonathan Kuminga puzzle. Is it still a puzzle for people? Because it seems like...
You tell me after reading that piece, though,
real quick. It seems like they're now looking at Jimmy Butler as the only guy who can solve the puzzle.
And that's
I don't think he has the answers. Okay. He can help. He can be a different voice. He can offer a different opinion. But he's not going to be the one to solve the puzzle to me.
Is it symbolic that he's the... I don't want to go Princess Leia
and
Star Wars.
That's on the Warriors, too. They haven't figured it out.
Is he the last hope? If the fact that Jimmy...
Yeah, Luke Skywalker, but what... I don't know.
I messed you up. But yeah, Evan, like, I like Jimmy with that leadership, but is that an indictment or is that telling us this is the ninth life? Like, I feel like in Kerr's mind, he has his answer. He tried, and then nobody... Kuminga can be mad at nobody but his body in this 10-9 because I hate that he went out.
Well,
but they need him, so I'll never run from that. This team needs that young version of a Thundercat, good or bad.
They need the best version of him, just like they need the old version of Kevon Looney, or they need the old version of, Draymond Green, or they need the best version of all these players. And again, because of how inconsistent they are, they're not getting it night in and night out.
Wow.
They're not getting it right now. And that's why they're 9-8. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz or Daily Guru Johnson. Let's get it started. Let's go to Tom, who's in Alameda.
Tommy.
What's up, Tom? Good morning, man.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Good.
Good. I got some thoughts on Kuminga. Like, I love me some Kuminga, and I was really psyched at the beginning of the season to see him playing well. I don't know what happened since then, but I'm getting a little tired of the storyline about, like, Jimmy or someone else coming in and being a mentor to him and helping him get over the hump. Like, there's a lot of good players in the NBA, and how many of them, like, needed a guy to mentor them versus, like, just figuring it out on their own? So it's kind of having the feeling to me of, like, a bad marriage that you're trying to fix by going to therapy. So I hate to say that, but I think we got to be realistic about what JK could bring to us. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Tom. Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know.
Therapy's helped a bunch of marriages and saved a bunch, and some it couldn't fix, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Jimmy Butler is a good therapist.
Are we at that stage, though? Is this therapy, basically? Because that's what I got from
that
piece.
Well, you have 2 months to make a choice. Like, the Warriors, the reason why they're in this spot is because the Warriors have just kicked this can down the road and kicked it down the road and kicked it down the road. They haven't made a choice because they don't know. And so I think, but when I'm reading this article about Butler being in Kuminga's ear and, you know, him confiding in Jimmy and him speaking with him and trying to learn as much as he can, and Jimmy trying to squeeze all the talent out of JK that he can, I'm hearing them just basically saying, we have no choice but to do this, because we have 2 months to make a decision on this kid as to whether we want to keep him, whether we want to trade him. And I hate to break it to him, but push has come to shove. Now, you can try and win as much as you can with him until then to figure out how he fits or if he doesn't.
Yeah, but you need him, or something like him.
I get the feeling that the head coach deep down knows what he wants, which is a different player.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, he gave him some rope at the beginning of the season, and I think Kuminga proved that he can help. But we also talked about it. If they're starting Kuminga, Moses is not starting. Who's a better shooter, who's a better on-ball defender, who does things that complement the players that Steve Kerr clearly wants to enhance and to focus
and
on.
The spacing is better with
which is
Moody.
The big three.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's going to be good enough for the Warriors to hoist Larry O'Brien. I kind of doubt it, but that's clearly what he believes is the best path forward for this team. And so, once again, it's up to Kuminga to figure out where he fits in a new role. And he hasn't been able to do it.
Wow.
The thing, too, about Jimmy Butler is, I love Jimmy, and I love how he's trying to help JK figure out where he fits, not just with the Warriors, but in this NBA picture. I think Jimmy Butler's path to stardom is very different than JK's.
But he sees a lot of himself in JK. Those were his words.
He can, but JK was a lottery pick. Mm. Jimmy Butler was the 30th overall pick. No one believed that Jimmy Butler was going to be a star. And not because of a lack of talent. It's because Jimmy Butler was an older player. Jimmy Butler was only the man on one team at Marquette. Mm-hmm. And he got drafted to a 50-win Bulls team, started out as a defensive player, and then eventually grew into an offensive talent. Jimmy Butler has always been a part of winning at every stage in his career because he's been a guy that's had to fit into every single spot. And while I realize that that's something he hopes that Kuminga can take from him, Jimmy Butler's an outlier. Like, players do not become the kind of superstars or stars, if you want to say, Jimmy Butler is from where he was picked. Kuminga is the more prototypical star path.
Mm.
7th overall, lottery pick, tons of talent, can jump out of the gym, all these tools. Jimmy Butler's the guy that
had to get it in
pulled
the mud.
Himself up from his own bootstraps.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this to that, E, and I hear you. You're saying a lot. But the bottom line is, this is a good thing, though, wouldn't you say? This is a good thing that the stewards of the team are going to the coach and having separate conversations. What does it mean when it's all said and done? I don't know, but you can't look at me, or can you, and tell me it's not a bad thing that it seems like Jimmy Butler's still going to bat and trying to be the mentor to the mentee of JK, like that's got to be a good thing. But at the end of the day, JK's got to take it and take it to the next level. And Evan, I'll just throw it at real quick here. I hate to go here, but do you think it's kind of effed up that they put him in the starting lineup and then he had the turnovers before he got hurt and the switch came that fast to where they went back to Moody from a JK standpoint?
No. No, I don't. And this is also where the veterans come in. Because I'm going to tell you exactly why on the other side.
All right.
When I'm reading this, some of the messaging from the older guys just doesn't make sense to me. What I read in the article, what I heard last week in Oklahoma City, some of the stuff, it's just not adding up. And maybe we can flush it out together. I also see you, Marv. I also see you, Big Smooth. But we got to hit a break here in just a sec.
I got something from Squirt. Stani has Harry. I got something from Squirt. I'll read it to you on the other side, my boy.
I
got to
find my Harry. Like
that is wild.
Well, maybe or my Squirt. But, you know, like somebody that can feed me some stuff so I can just
you.
I can throw
I'm
it at you.
I'm trying to think who you have. Your brother.
Yeah,
but yeah,
he doesn't really have opinions like that on sports. Unless it's fantasy football.
You got to work on it.
Yeah,
who's your hair?
Well, we also got to work on questions for Pasta. You cannot come in hot like that like you did this morning asking people about if they're old enough to be their children.
I don't know what he's
saying that cuz I'm inexperienced.
Well, clearly.
That stunned me. Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570. Again, we also got Clifford Ray, Warriors legend, 1975 NBA champion, coming up at high noon. He's going to be honored along with Rick Barry and all the rest of the remaining and living 1975 Golden State Warriors champions tomorrow night at Chase Center, of course, when they take on the Portland Trail Blazers. So looking forward to talking to Clifford Ray coming up at noon here on 95.7 The Game. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. That's what's coming up on The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.